Good morning. It's March 20th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a significant moment for the investigation surrounding the January 6th Capitol riot, Peter Navarro, a key figure from the Trump administration, has started his prison sentence. This development marks a pivotal point in the ongoing scrutiny of the events leading up to and during that tumultuous day. Navarro, who served as a trade advisor under President Trump, has surrendered to a Federal Bureau of Prisons facility in Miami to begin a 4-month sentence. This sentence comes as a result of his refusal to cooperate with the House January 6th committee, which sought documents and testimony regarding efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. In addition to his prison term, Navarro faces a $9,500 fine for his defiance. The committee's investigation into Navarro's actions highlighted a broader concern over what was described as an unprecedented attack on the constitutional separation of powers. Despite Navarro's claims of absolute testimonial immunity and executive privilege, a stance that was publicly fact-checked and challenged by Fox News host Sandra Smith, he now becomes the second Trump aide convicted of contempt of Congress charges, following Steve Bannon. Navarro's conviction and sentencing underscore the gravity with which the January 6th committee and the judicial system are addressing attempts to obstruct the investigation into the Capitol riot. His case is particularly notable as he is the first close associate of President Trump to serve a sentence related to the events of January 6th, emphasizing the committee's findings of a multi-part conspiracy to overturn the election results and the failure to prevent the Capitol storming. In a spectacle of technology and beauty, SpaceX's latest mission lit up the night sky, leaving viewers in awe. On Monday night, from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California, SpaceX embarked on a mission that not only advanced its satellite constellation, but also provided a visual treat for hundreds of miles along the U.S. West Coast. The mission involved the deployment of 22 Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit, utilizing a Falcon 9 rocket. This wasn't just any launch. The rocket's ascent created a mesmerizing jellyfish effect in the sky, a phenomenon that captured the attention of many on social media. The Falcon 9 used in this mission was marking its 10th flight, a testament to SpaceX's commitment to reusability. This particular first-stage booster had a history of service, having previously been used for 2 missions with the U.S. Space Development Agency and 7 other Starlink missions. Following its successful deployment of the satellites, the booster made a precise vertical landing on a drone ship stationed in the Pacific Ocean, ready for future missions. The satellites launched in this operation are part of SpaceX's ambitious plan to expand internet coverage across new regions in Africa and Asia, demonstrating the company's ongoing efforts to provide global internet connectivity. As SpaceX continues to push the boundaries of space technology, it's also preparing for its next venture, the 30th Commercial Resupply Services mission to the International Space Station. This next mission, slated for Thursday from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, underscores SpaceX's pivotal role in both commercial spaceflight and international space exploration. In a significant turn of events, Donald Trump's real estate empire teeters on the brink of a potential crisis, entangled in a $454 million civil fraud judgment that threatens its stability. This development unveils the complexities of navigating legal and financial hurdles at such a grand scale. At the heart of this situation is Trump's struggle to secure a critical $464 million appeal bond from insurance behemoth Chubb. This step is essential for Trump's legal team as they seek to halt the judgment's enforcement by the New York Attorney General, aiming to prevent the immediate collection of the staggering amount. The challenge intensifies as the attorneys highlight the reluctance of surety companies to accept hard assets as collateral, painting a grim picture of the options available for posting a complete appeal bond. The clock is ticking, with a 30-day grace period looming over Trump's empire. Failure to secure a stay within this time frame would open the gates for the Attorney General to begin collection efforts. Amidst these legal battles, Trump has launched unfounded accusations against the judge and the New York Attorney General, alleging corruption. Despite these claims, the legal pathway allows Trump to appeal without the necessity of upfront payment. This unfolding saga encapsulates not just a legal struggle, but a moment of uncertainty for Trump's business ventures. The outcome of this appeal and the ability to navigate the bond issue remain uncertain, casting a shadow over the future of Trump's real estate empire. In a landmark decision on March 19, 2024, the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld Texas's authority to enforce its controversial immigration law, SB4, marking a pivotal moment in the nation's immigration debate. This ruling not only underscores the deep ideological divisions within the Supreme Court, but also sets the stage for a broader confrontation over immigration policy and federal versus state powers. SB4, a rigorous immigration statute, now legally empowers Texas law enforcement officials to detain individuals suspected of illegal entry into the state and to investigate their immigration status. The law imposes harsher penalties on those who have previously been deported or denied entry into the United States. This decision, driven by the Supreme Court's conservative majority, has ignited a firestorm of criticism, particularly from liberal circles, with Justice Sonia Sotomayor highlighting the potential for chaos and crisis in immigration enforcement. The law has garnered support from local law enforcement figures, such as Tarrant County Sheriff Bill Wayborn and Fort Worth Police Chief Neil Noakes, who argue that it will aid in maintaining public safety. Conversely, opponents of SB4 fear that it will erode trust between communities and law enforcement, potentially leading to wrongful arrests and a climate of fear among immigrant populations. This Supreme Court ruling not only deepens the rift between Texas and the Biden administration, but also signals a significant shift in the landscape of U.S. immigration policy. It underscores the ongoing struggle over the balance of power between federal and state authorities, promising to shape the future of immigration enforcement in the United States. In a day marked by anticipation and strategic moves, Wall Street witnessed a cautious uptick in U.S. stocks as the financial world held its breath for the Federal Reserve's next move on interest rates. This Tuesday, March 19, 2024, not just any day on the calendar, it was a moment when the pulse of the market was keenly felt across the board, from the Dow Jones to NASDAQ and S&P 500, all of which closed higher. The spotlight was undeniably on Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, as investors hung on his every word regarding the future of interest rate cuts and the state of U.S. inflation. Adding an international twist to the day's market sentiment was the Bank of Japan's surprising move to raise its interest rates for the first time in nearly two decades, a decision that reverberated through global markets. In the realm of individual stocks, the day brought a mixed bag of fortunes. Coinbase and Bitcoin miners found themselves on the losing end, while Fusion Pharmaceuticals soared on the wings of a potential acquisition by pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca. NVIDIA, a name synonymous with innovation in the tech sector, saw its stock waver following an announcement of a new chip, though a partnership with Spire Global provided a silver lining, boosting the latter's stock. Meanwhile, Unilever's decision to spin off its ice cream division was met with investor approval, contrasting with Supermicro Computer's stock dip following its stock offering announcement. The day's trading underscored the complex interplay between economic indicators and corporate news, with interest rates and acquisition rumors at the heart of the market's fluctuations. This has been your daily brief in U.S. news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.